Dictation for Annette, Annette, Whipple, WHI, PS in Paul, LE, March 2570, addresses a letter to Sarah, Sarah, Van der Hoof, Vanderhoof, 352-6474. Dear Mrs. Vanderhoof, a consultation for Mrs. Whipple with abnormal kidney function. She's been aware of this for a number of years. She works at Sheridan Hospital on her feet 12 hours, 5 days a week. Stable appetite and weight, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood, denies claudication symptoms, denies discolor of the toes. She's a smoker, one pack per day, chronic cough, clear sputum, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, denies gross dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness. Denies skin rash, minor pruritus, no bleeding nose gums, no mucosal abnormalities, no fever, no headaches. Next paragraph, she has history of diabetes for at least 20 years or longer. There has been no retinopathy, but she recalls macular degeneration requiring shots on a monthly basis for 6 months, right-sided, goes to Grand Rapids ophthalmology, left-sided not compromised. Denies foot ulcers or diabetic neuropathy, does have hypertension, the chronic kidney disease, she's not aware of blood protein in the urine, denies recurrent urinary tract infection or gross hematuria, denies kidney stones, she's not aware of the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion, no chronic liver disease, denies all heart abnormalities. Next paragraph. Surgeries include an ovarian cyst, benign, two C-sections, eventually hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries, benign condition, prior colonoscopies with benign polyps removed. Next paragraph, reported side effects, allergy to ACE inhibitors, losartan, Darvocet, Januvia, Metformin, anti-inflammatory agents, Sulfa, and Trulicity. Next paragraph, she starts smoking age 18, one pack per day until now, no alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, father was on dialysis for a short period of time in relation to diabetes and hypertension. Next paragraph, medication list. Review. Includes Norvasc, aspirin, Lipitor, Zyrtec, vitamin D, Glipizide, Prilosec, Demadex, prenatal vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 127, she is 5'4" tall. Blood pressure was 170/90 on the right, 172/88 on the left. No respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, few ronchitis, distant breast sounds, no gross wheezing, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, no abdominal distension, ascites, masses or palpable liver spleen, femoral bruits, no gross edema, no gross neurological deficits. Next paragraph, reviewing records, she did have coronavirus January 2021 before the vaccines were available. Since then has received Two vaccines, no boosters. Next paragraph, chemistries. Over the years, creatinine has been between 2.6, 2.8 for a GFR around 17 to 19 in stage 4. In February of this year, normal sodium potassium metabolic acidosis of 20. Low albumin, likely from nephrotic range proteinuria. Normal calcium, liver function test not elevated. We are missing cell count, phosphorus, PTH, urine analysis. An albumin creatinine ratio elevated, 3,000, 3,900. And that will be probably in the nephrotic range. Next paragraph, a kidney ultrasound, 10.4 right, 10.8 left without obstruction, no urinary retention, no stone or masses. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, nephrotic range proteinuria syndrome. Next number, smoker, no respiratory failure or oxygen. Next number, hypertension uncontrolled, although this is the first visit. Next paragraph, comments. We need to update chemistries, and that needs to include electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, as well as anemia. Treatment will be done according to results. She needs to do blood testing on a monthly basis. I don't see an indication for dialysis. We start dialysis based on symptoms. She doesn't have evidence of encephalopathy, pericarditis, pulmonary edema. There is no indication for renal biopsy. Unfortunately, she has allergies to ACE inhibitors and ARBs. And given the advanced renal failure, probably we will not be able to use it either. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. When the time comes and symptoms develop, dialysis will be offered. Modalities at home, peritoneal and hemodialysis. In-center hemodialysis, the need for an AV fistula. She could explore a renal transplantation. This blood pressure needs to be watched and medications adjusted. She will call me in the next few weeks. Otherwise, I plan to see her back on the next few months. All questions answered. Prolonged visit and dictation.